This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh my goodness, the media is struggling. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson here. It's a KJ, well, you can find us at KJRadio.com. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. And we are not struggling. We are gaining markets all the time. We've got some potential good things on the horizon. We never know. We've said this for quite a few years and it didn't materialize. So, you know, I leave it where it is. But we're going to keep doing this as long as we can, as long as you care. And we hope that you do, and you will contact us at KJRadio.com or give us the occasional phone call at 844-551-8255. The media is struggling. If it weren't for Jeff Bezos keeping the Washington Post in business, WAPO would be gone. We've had Ted Koppel say, and we've got this clip, we can play it as much as you want to hear it, but effectively he tells Brian Stelter, look, you better be thankful for Donald Trump. Without him, you'd be in the tank. Stelter even admits, yeah, so what, we're up 25-30% under Donald Trump. I mean, what's that got to do with anything? I mean, who cares? This is about truth. This is about, you know, kibbles and bits. No, it does matter. Go be down 25-30%. I think it would be even more. And then see if you still have your job. See if that contract you have, whatever it is, would be as fat. The shakeup's been happening for some time, folks. These hardcore leftists are gone. There's a bunch of new faces over at MSNBC and CNN. And to be honest with you, most people don't know and don't care. Remember when media meant something? When it was the Cronkites, the Ted Koppels, and a Peter Jennings. And even though all these people are lefties, you at least felt like you were getting something fairly middle of the road or whatever. And now it is nothing but a bunch of partisan hacks. And it's creeped over into everything. It's in academia. It's in comedy. I'm telling you, talk to the average person, the average teacher, they keep their mouth shut. The average professor keeps their mouth shut. The average comedian keeps their mouth shut. The average actor keeps their mouth shut. And you want to know what they all have in common? You already know. They are conservatives, pragmatists, dare I say Republicans, supporters of Donald Trump. Psst, mum's the word. Don't say a word. When we win is when those people are speaking up intelligently. That's why we started Seeking Educational Excellence, to attack the social justice warrior movement in academia. Why should a professor, somebody who teaches, who's supposed to be pragmatic in their views, not be able to give you both sides of an issue? The best instructors I've ever had said, okay, here's the prevailing thought. Let's look at it from another point of view. And when they didn't, I did it. You play devil's advocate because it works. People, when you're going to prepare for a case in court, you watch Bull. There's a show called Bull. I think it's based supposedly on Dr. Phil and how he would pick jury. Bull always preps a client, somebody who's going to testify, by running them through the ringer on everything that the opposition is going to say. Have you ever sold anything? We have all these negative replies, things that people are going to say, what they'll say about your product, what they'll say about your company, things like this. You are supposed, if you get told this when you go to a job in sales, if you get told this, Kevin, we have the best product out there. This product practically sells itself. I mean, you don't have much to do. There's no competition, whatever. You better run, because let me tell you something. Unless you are a beer distributor and you've got the Anheuser-Busch franchise and they bought everybody else, it's always competition. There's always somebody looking to say, don't believe that. He lying. Ooh. That's just the way it works. You have to be able to look at the other side of an issue. What is my competition saying? If you start a company, the first question you should be asking, series of questions, are who's making it? For how much? Where are they making it? Is it better quality? Et cetera. If you're not asking these questions, you're headed for disaster. My youngest son, I teach him this stuff. I'm like, look, he says, Dad, I'm thinking about this business. I said, well, let's talk about it. So he tells me the business. And I immediately go, well, you just started a business that's going to fail. Why? Explain it to me, Dad. Okay, well, first of all, your product stinks. You have no distribution, no marketing, no money, blah, blah. You know, I give him five things. I'm like, so how are you going to do it? Well, I figure, you know, you give me the money. No, I'm not giving you the money. You got to go make the money. How are you going to make the product? And by the way, the product you're talking about, it exists. And I'm giving him, let's go on the internet, look. And I'm showing him, now he's young enough to where, you know, I forgive all his craziness. I appreciate his effort. But don't come to me with a lame brain deal. I'm a venture capitalist, and with my kid, I'm going to be a vulture capitalist. I'm going to get my big cut. I want him to see the real world. I want him to go, I will have this idea baked, financed, ready to go. I'll have my investors, et cetera, and I won't have to go. I want him to have a real world experience here. Anyway, CNN struggling. That's what all this was about. Their sister network, HLM, has axed top anchors, Carol Costello, Ashley Banfield, and Micaela Pereira. I think his name. Pereira. Complete programming overhaul, they said. They had a company-wide meeting at HLN. It was formerly called Headline News. They struggle to maintain an identity. It's been plagued with constant rebranding, programming shakeups. Once famous for its news ticker, constant updates, pivoted to true crime, investigative reporting, and added a handful of live CNN-style studio shows, and they failed. They eliminated all live programming other than Morning Express with Robin Mead and the daytime show On the Story. And if you've seen these other shows, I've watched them just in passing because I never watch these shows. But Robin Mead is very effervescent, and she's all fun. He's probably a lefty, but she just delivers the news and she brings people in and she has fun with them. Well, they've extended her show, so she's practically the network in the morning. Let me tell you what they all suffer from, just so we can all be clear. What all these people suffer from is this idea of what they think business is and media business is from a very jaundiced, jaded point of view. All the shows I was talking about are all left-leaning, you know, supposedly feel-good shows that won't work. You know what would make any of these networks successful? I'll just put it to you blunt. If they put in a conservative show. If they put in a show that questioned all the things that the dogma that they think their listeners are wanting, it would be successful. It would bring you over, me over, and many others. They won't do it. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. I'm glad you're with me. KJRadio.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jaws? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Somebody in trouble. Cory Booker. That's who he is. Cory Booker is a booking. Glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Talk a lot about Cory Booker. Spartacus, the one. Hey, Cory Booker is trying so hard to be relevant. And guess what? There's going to be a lot of this going on with the Democrats. They want to be relevant. They want someone to acknowledge who they are and to acknowledge their craziness. They're my ideas and they're crazy and please pay attention to me. And the crazier they are, I'm not kidding you guys. It's like the LGBT community. The crazier your ideas about sexuality, the more you want the laws to favor you. Don't be surprised. Just getting off subject a bit, you're going to find people that go, what about men that want to marry robots? What about us? You know, where are the rights of me with my robot when it's in for repair? Why can't I bring in all my other robots, you know, as family members? Why can't I marry? Why can't we adopt? You name the crazy, nuttiest thing you could possibly have with sexuality. I mean, people want to marry their cars, they want to marry their goats, their sheep, their hamsters, their dogs. I'm just saying, don't go down that road. Don't go looking stuff up on the internet. It'll freak you out. Mm-mm. You got to be able to have a very strong mind to withstand the craziness of leftism. Because you've been raised sort of with blinders, and it's good. There are times when having blinders on is good. I tell people all the time, I wish I did not know what I know about politics now. For those of you who are wondering who this is that's wishing, it's Kevin Jackson. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. You can call us at 844-551-8255 because we're about to get all up in Cory Booker's business. Oh, yeah. Spartacus. Angry black man. Or is he a man? So Cory Booker, like with Barack Obama, rumors circulate about his sexuality. And he's been asked point blank if he is LGBT. And I put it out there as LGBT, and I'll even add the Q, because his comment is, it's none of our business. Yeah, he said, it's none of your business. And he's offended. Why people would want to ask this question about you, I just don't understand. There are many reasons people ask this question about you, but I want to play the clip before we get into more detail. But let's hear Cory Booker talk about the LGBT issue as it pertains to politics. And this is when he was running for senator.
When the candidates for this New Jersey face the cameras, it's not just the economy or education up for debate, but what it means to be a real man.
It's just disheartening to hear somebody in this day and age in the United States of America implicate that gay men are not men, that they're not guys.
That's Cory Booker, Newark's mayor and New Jersey's Democratic candidate for Senate. It came after Republican challenger Steve Lonergan spoke out about comments Booker made to the Washington Post. Booker, who is single, telling the paper he had not found a life partner. Also saying, I love seeing on Twitter when someone says I'm gay. And I say, so what does it matter if I am? So be it. I hope you're not voting for me because you are making the presumption that I'm straight. Lonergan's response?
Maybe that helps to get him the gay vote by acting ambiguous.
And he said this about an earlier comment Booker made that a girlfriend got him hooked on pedicures.
It was described as his peculiar fetish is how it was described. I have a more peculiar fetish. I like a good scotch and a cigar.
The thought that what defines manhood is the drink that you drink or the cigar that you smoke. I think that he just really misses the boat on what it means to be a man in America.
Misses the boat on what it means to be a man in America. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, a real man in America, not one that's ambiguous. I am not gay. See, that's an easy thing to say. It's not a difficult question. Either you're gay or you're not. Are you gay? No. Are you not gay? Are you a member of the LGBTQ community? No, I am not. I'm not lesbian, bisexual. Let's see, I'm not lesbian, gay, bisexual, transformation, was it transgender, or questioning. I know exactly who I am. It's a simple question. Now, if you are any of those things, congratulations to you. For the record, that doesn't define you. With whom you have sex or how you have sex, if that's the definition of people, we got a lot more categories. There are some people that are very square. Are you square? Do you only like sex like in a particular type of way? You know, are you square? Are you adventurous? I mean, there's a lot of categories of sexuality that go beyond LGBTQ. If we really want to put it to the test. And for the record, many of the so-called straight people, we would look at some of the other categories and go, oh my gosh, whoa, what in the world? I had no idea people did that. You know, we would be like freaked out. So it isn't like we're exonerated from it. The only difference is we don't walk around going, oh my gosh, do I love to get the old, what they call it, a Roman shower or something. I forget what they call it, but you know, where somebody, you know, takes a leak on you. I mean, I don't even understand that. I'm just saying, if that's one of your freaky things you do, fine, but I don't get it. But here's the thing, I don't really want to know. I might have some really close friends that are freakazoids. I don't want to know. It's okay. You know, and the other thing is, I don't even want to go, why would somebody want to, because the minute that happens, you're like, well, is that like something that should be pleasurable? I always tell this story about my Navy SEAL buddies that said, you can get so cold in combat that you want your brothers to pee on you. That story's never left me. Oh, my gosh. I got to get some of my SEAL buddies on, and we should just talk about what the combat situations, you know, where they're going. Man, if you can get a brother to spoon with you, God bless you, because it can be that cold where you're like, please spoon with me, bro. I'm not gay. Oh, man, Cory Booker. Gay men are not men. They're not guys. I don't understand why, you know, that's a question. Gay men are not men. They're gay men. Real men, I'm just saying, the way a man is defined is a heterosexual man. He's interested in women. I'm just saying, if you, a gay man, they need a new word for that. Call him a hen. Because you're not a man. I'm not trying to make a distinction that's like one's better than the other. I'm just saying, when I hear man, I think person that likes woman. If I hear lesbian, I think person, female, that likes another female. Easy word. So gay, by definition, is not man anymore. I mean, I get what you're trying to say. Well, Kevin, the lesbians, it's two women. No, it's two freaky women that want to be with each other, and that's cool. But when I hear a woman, I think, okay, this is a person attracted to a man. We can split hairs on the words, but folks, these are the words. You know, oh, it sounds rather, yeah, you may be put off because I'm using the words the way they're supposed to be used, but be put off. I don't really care. I find it strange that we're always dealing with these issues in this way. Anyway, I'm going to take a short break because I want to cover more about old Cory, the Gay Blade Booker.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
National Security Advisor John Bolton is set to hold a news conference after meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. The meeting comes as President Trump says he's pulling us out of an international range nuclear forces treaty that Bolton says Russia is violating. Barron County, Wisconsin Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald has identified two vehicles that are believed to have been in the area of the residence where 13-year-old Jamie Kloss went missing and her parents were killed. Fitzgerald said they're looking for a Dodge Challenger that is red or orange in color, a Ford Edge, or an Acura MDX, both of those being black. Fitzgerald said now is the time, if you know anything, to come forward.
For the community, this is a good time. Now that we have some vehicles of interest, to look for changes in behavior or routine of people. We believe Jamie was in the home at the time of the homicides. We believe she is still in danger.
Volunteers are extending their search in the area. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So Cory Booker gets asked about his sexuality, and he makes the comment, I haven't found my life partner. Said no man ever. I mean, no straight man. A real man. See, man implies interested in women. Woman implies interested in man. If you want to give me some new names, if you want to call a hen, you know, like a dude a hen, and I go, oh, a gay guy interested in other guys. I get it. See, if when you say, well, Kevin, he's gay, I go, okay, great. So it's a dude who's interested in other dudes, not a man. I got you. Okay. So it's a distinction.
No, Kevin, that's two men.
And I know men, especially the gay men that, what do they call the tops? Because there's a top and a bottom. I think you get the picture here. And the top, the dominant male, he's all man. No, he's not. If he were all man, he would like women. I'm just saying. That's just those are the words. Sorry, folks, if I offend you on the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com for the record. 844-551-8255. And I will go on record again as stating, I don't give a crap what your sexuality is. I think it's really weird that we spend so much time on sexuality. I really do. I think it's bizarre. I have lots of friends. I can honestly tell you, unless you make me like look at the pink elephant, Kevin, don't think about the pink elephant in the room. I don't think about them having sex and how they have sex and all that. I figure they do. And I figure they do any, whatever variety of ways they pick, and I don't even think about it. It would be weird. But gay people want you to think about it, man. You will think about how I have sex and with who I have sex. That is what defines me, mister. And you're going to do it whether you like it or not. Okay. Fine. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, look at you, Mr. Homophobe. Well, okay. You think about how I have sex, Mr. Gay Man. Yeah, with ladies. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Okay. Now you get the picture. You know, look, that's why I say that every time gay people, well, Kevin, you just don't like my lifestyle. Well, you don't like mine either. What do you think? You're going to make me feel bad because I go, I don't understand why two dudes would want to be together? I mean, look, I went to a boarding school with guys. I know there's not a single one of them there I would want to be cuddled with unless, of course, I was really cold and I had to have them like my Navy SEAL buddies. But outside of survival, we will cuddle, but let me tell you, if I feel any movement, it's over. You know, I will freeze to death. That's the end of it, because I'm all dude. 100% bona fide man, not 99.99. I'm all dude. I'm not even 1,024th gay. Which, of course, would make me completely gay for Elizabeth Warren's standards. Cory Booker, the gay blade, doesn't want to admit it. Gets asked, is he gay? I haven't found my life partner. Ask a dude, a man, hey, man, you know, hey, man, why aren't you married? Man, I just haven't found the right lady. Haven't found the right girl. You know, woo, man, Kev, I'm looking for that girl. I'm looking for Miss Wright. That's what a dude says. Don't get mad. I haven't found my life partner. Yeah. We live in a time when people wear the LGBT as a badge of honor. They actually expect special privileges because of their choice of sexual partners. And the freakier your proclivity, the more privilege you demand. So why doesn't Booker want people to know? Why does it matter? He says, calling the question ridiculous. But the reason it matters is because of what my friend at the Gateway Pundit, Jim Hoff, reported. A man claims Booker came to his workplace to speak to him. As he was coming out of the men's room, pulled him back into the restroom, and sexually assaulted him. The young man is a gay man and a Democrat. He tells a very detailed analysis on what took place at his work. Now, that's the reason why you get asked the question, Cory Booker, and the rest of America paying attention to the Kevin Jackson Show, are you gay? Because maybe it's a setup question. Maybe they know you're gay, and they know that there's been some sexual shenanigans that you've been doing over the past, what, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. I don't care if it's older than when you were born. You need to be responsible for. You need to answer the question for. And in this particular case, it was not 30, 40, 50 years ago like it was with the accusations of Judge Kavanaugh or with Bill Cosby, who sits in prison right now. It is because, I mean, this has been in the last decade. The man says he reached out to Ronan Farrow, but the Me Too reporter didn't show much interest in his story. Wonder if Ronan's got a political bent to it. The Gateway Pundit reached out to Cory Booker's, to the attorney rather, the attorney of the young man, I should say. And her response was, as she sent a story, Cory Booker sexually assaulted me and why it won't matter to the Me Too movement. And I'll just read the first part. Yes, you read that right. The man who would be the modern incarnation of the Thracian gladiator turned rebellion leader once tried to aggressively force me to give him a blowy in my then workplace restroom. That might be a hard pill to swallow. Pardon the pun on that one. Given Mr. Booker's distinguished political pedigree as a champion of liberal populist issues and marginalized communities. But despite this whimsical penchant for theatrical displays of impassioned defiance, he's just another a-hole. He actually said the full word. Now he says this. This is the guy writing this. This is coming from the man's attorney. He's written this letter. He says, now I know that you might be thinking, if you're a Cory Booker backer, I know what you might be thinking. You're thinking that I'm full of crap. He uses a different word. But before you jump to that conclusion, let me tell you a little bit about myself. If we were to travel just 4 years back in time, you and I would find solidarity on the subject of Cory Booker. As a matter of fact, he was a hero of mine. I was and still am a liberal in principle with a record of voting exclusively for Democrats since I was 18, with the exception of the 2016 election cycle. But it was in the summer of 2014 when Senator Booker visited my workplace. He says my political worldview began to shift. I had the chance to meet and speak with him at some length at an informal setting. I made it quite clear that I was a great admirer of his, especially with regard to his record of being an advocate of the LGBT community. I left the meeting prior to the rest of the group just as everyone was finishing up and went to the restroom. It was there that Booker and I bumped into each other again.
Let me see. Can I read the rest of this?
He says, for what proved to be a much less pleasant interaction. It sounds feasible to me. I'm not going to lie to you. See, these guys, Cory Booker's a dude who will try to pretend that he's all male, especially when he gets around the broskies. You know, he'd be like, yeah, what's up, y'all? Cory Booker here. Yeah, I'm down with the brothers. Get with the dudes, act all dude. But when he gets a chance to let the light shine, what's the song? Girl, baby, let the light shine down. Or something like that. Anyway, he becomes Cory the Gay Blade. And see, brothers like him, they're on what's called a DL. They say, I'm not gay. Just because I like it when men perform sexual acts on me and I do it to them, that doesn't make me gay. No. Not at all. I occasionally would date women, and when I'm seen in public, I want to be with women. But The occasional dalliance with a guy, well, that's nothing. I'm telling you, leftism rationalizes itself in the strangest ways. He goes on, he says, here's a description of the incident as I described it to a lawyer. I stopped to use one of the building's single occupancy restrooms. Upon washing my hands prior to leaving, I heard knocking on the door. When it comes to these restrooms, it's complimentary to knock first in case someone is using it, even though there is an inner lock. When I opened the door, Mr. Booker was there. He smiled and very gregariously said, hey. We engaged in some brief idle chit-chat in the entryway, and then he asked me to speak in private. What happened next happened so fast it was hard for me to comprehend that it was going on. It was one of those surreal moments where what was happening was such a deviation and such a perversion of one's natural daily routine that I hardly knew how to react. He pulled me into the restroom, albeit not too forcefully, and slowly pushed me against the restroom wall. He said that, quote, being a hero was a serious turn-on. He continued, the Senate appreciates fine citizens like you, especially this citizen. He then put his left hand on my groin, over my jeans, and began to rub. I seemed to remember saying something like, what is happening? It was a bit like having vertigo. He then used his other hand to grab my left hand with his right and pull it over to touch him. At the same time, he disengaged from rubbing me and used his left hand to push me to my knees from my shoulder for what was clearly a move to have me perform oral sex on him. That's Cory Booker. That's a Cory Booker, I believe. Now, this guy is, he's anonymous at this point, which means the left, he's never going to get leaked. He'll never get leaked because his attorney will respect his wishes, and the left is never going to let it come out that Cory Booker is a sexual predator, and this is what he did. And in fact, he is gay, which, by the way, as I said earlier, nobody when asked as a man, you know, are you looking, why do you not have, you know, are you not married, says, I haven't found my life partner yet. That is a telltale sign of your gayness, whatever you want to call it. So, I believe this guy. I'd like to know who he is. I'd love to interview him. Because Cory Booker should just admit it. I believe him.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Reveal is not available in stores. There is a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you don't have anything to lose to return to that full head of hair you once had. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com. There's a preferred customer discount up to 25% off as well for Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Angie writes to me, "Hey, Kevin, you're the Fox News contributor that was just let go for expressing your opinion. I just want you to know that you are not alone. Please accept my sympathy and good wishes. I'm just an old grandma who rarely writes letters or emails to anyone, but I just want to wish you well and hope one day people with decent and or conservative values can speak honestly without ridiculous and unfair repercussions. The other side can spew horrible, filthy language and lie, commit perjury and ruin other people's hard-earned reputations and careers, and good people have to always tread lightly and too often refrain from truly expressing themselves. This old grandma wishes you the best. And Kevin, keep fighting the good fight and don't let them get you down." Well, I can tell you this, Andy. It's Andy. Did I say Andy or Andy? It's Andy. Grandma Andy, don't worry about it. They will not get me down. These leftists are attacking my page, attacking my site, you name it. And you know what we're doing? Boop, boop. Deleting them. Moving on positively with the message. And let me tell you something, as God is my witness, people want somebody out there like me. It's like the Jack Nicholsons of the world and A Few Good Men. I'm not trying to make myself, whatever his name was, Colonel Jessup. But you want somebody guarding that line. You need somebody guarding that line. You want me on that line. You need me on that line. I'm just not the despicable character to him that ordered the code red. Because I'm just telling the truth. And when we stop, when it's to the point where we can no longer have those voices out there, shame on us. Has the truth ever been pointed out to you about something you do or you did and you went, man, you're so right. Thank you. Because you know what? People can let you languish. They can let you have that booger hanging out of your nose all day long and you finally get home and go, was this thing hanging out of my nose all day and nobody told me? Yeah, it was. Or the toilet paper off the butt or the shoe or whatever. People don't want to tell you. Well, there are people out there who are willing to tell you the truth. And, you know, this funny thing that, it, you know, and I think they want, the left want to have their cake and eat it too. Because here's what they want. They want to say, we've got a feminist movement and there's a feminist revolution and we can do what we want. Oh, but you can't say negative things about women. Really? So you can call a man anything you want. You can call a black conservative whatever the heck you want and no repercussions. But you call a woman what she really is. And by the way, what she proudly accepts, that's what's so funny about it. Leftist women, if you say, you know, they used to be the walk of shame, you know, and they talk about it. They make movies about it. They make fun of it. But the left tell you, we can be what we want. Women, we can be what we want. We can sleep with who we want. We can do what we want. And there's no repercussions. And you can't think of us as a slut or a skank or whatever. Oh, yeah, you can. Sure you can. Sure you can. You don't have to feel that way. And you can have whatever behaviors you want, but people are going to make their own value assessments of them. Some of them are going to come from societal norms, and some of them are going to come from just your own personal upbringing. You find some young woman who grew up in the Bible Belt, you know, raised by, you know, the whole wholesome family, blah, 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 given the typical scenario of her and let her evaluate the life of a city girl who started having sex at the age of 11 or 12 and maybe has a baby at 17 and has had, you know, 50 sexual partners before she's 22. They're going to see each other in completely different lights. This bumpkin is going to go, what in the world is this promiscuous woman? Well, I mean, and that's putting it nicely in terms of how she might feel about it. And the other girl is going to be, who is this bumpkin that isn't living her life to the fullest? I accept both views. I don't care. I get it. Society, rightly or wrongly, has said women who are more promiscuous, you bear the brunt. Now, that's a very difficult thing to put on your shoulders when on the counterpart of that, they're saying to young boys, get as much as you possibly can. It'll make a man out of you. I get it. It was a product of it. Okay? I understand it. And I understand all the views therein. That's why I made the sphere. Because you know what? Women are 100% right to say, it doesn't matter how many sexual partners I've had. It's none of your business. Blah, blah, blah. Get it. But I think it's also a measure of how you feel about yourself. And I'll speak from the men's point of view. Okay? Guys, you go with me here. You might agree with this or not. As a youngster, you're told, man, go get it. Get some. Find the girls who are easiest, whatever. If a girl really wants to date you, try to get. I'm not talking about rape. I'm saying, you know, if she wants to give it up, take it. That kind of thing. And it became the measure of you. I'll ask you today, is that the measure of you? The number of women you can conquer, etc.? Is that the measure of you? Is that what you go around looking for? Because I suspect that's not the case. I suspect you've learned a lot more respect for yourself. And you say, it's not about that. I'm not saying, you know, you don't occasionally, you know, see a woman you're attracted to and things like that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you don't have this vision of, oh boy, you're going to give it up. I want it. You know, that 15 to 17 year old boy period where, you know, it's just like you're trying to get the feathers in the headdress. Maybe it goes on longer. I'm sure it does. you know, I'd be lying if it said it didn't go on longer for me. It goes into your 20s, whatever age it is. But at some point, you stop measuring yourself that way. And you say, it's not about that. Now, see, I always thought women had a level of maturity that said, I don't need to measure that way. I can be more discerning about my partners because I know what the guys are trying to get. It took a lot more for a woman, in my opinion, to restrain herself because she has the same carnal needs as a man. But God gave her that emotional connection. Boys, it's a physical thing. Just give it up, please. Is the night my lucky night? I'm going to put on my best cologne, my best clothes. I'm going to go to the club. There's going to be somebody there hot that wants me. Or I'll make her want me. I'll be charming. And a woman goes and goes, is he discerning enough? Is that the guy I want to be with? And so on and so forth. That's always been the differential for me. And it's very rare that a guy can go out and say, oh, I know I'm going to get laid. But a woman pretty much can go out and go, I can get laid. It's just who I choose. Those are the differences. People can argue this with me, but it's the case. So I've always looked at it as women, you've had the choice. And don't misunderstand me. If you only wanted to make the carnal connection, that is your business, not mine. And you shouldn't be judged. And if you got 1,000 sexual partners, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's who you are. And if you married after that and you now are with your husband or whatever lifestyle you're leading, congratulations to you. But don't try to deny it when it's time to come, you know, to come to the reckoning of it when you accuse somebody of something. Don't think people aren't going to bring it up and go, yeah, but you had a pretty casual attitude about sex. You know, you're going to parties and pretending that this, you were, you know, just the innocent victim of the party. Oh, the party just kind of picked up while I was there. 17-year-old boys may like 15-year-old girls, but you know who they like more? College girls. They really want to pull college girls. So this, the notion here that we can't look at Dr. Ford, I'll just call her Ford, in some way is ridiculous. The notion that we must believe women is ridiculous. Any more than I'm just going to automatically believe a man. I don't automatically believe anybody based on gender, religion, sexual orientation, nothing. You're going to make me believe you. I want to hear the story, and I will assess the facts. And I'll ask some very interesting questions that will help me get to it. I could have been a great judge or an attorney because I'll get to the truth. But don't act like you're above, women are above doing this. You can't have your cake and eat it too, feminist. You want to pretend that you're prepared to be in the world of men. You want to compete with men. Treat us like men. When you get treated like men, then guess what? You're going to get accused of things and you're going to be made to have the same level of, you know, I don't know what the word I'm searching for now, but you got to prove it just like anybody else. I'll just simplify the language that way. And you're not selling me on the idea that I have to treat you differently. It was so obvious how the Democrats treated Kavanaugh versus how they treated the other person, where the Republicans had one person asking Ford questions, and they were all around, sort of roundabout, like, well, why do you have these blank spots? This woman was obviously drinking at the age of 15. These other kids were 17. She's drinking at the age of 15. Nobody brings that up. What were her parents? What was her background? What was her reputation in school? Why was she there? These are all legitimate questions just to ascertain all the things leading up to this so-called event that never happened. This is ridiculous. It is an assault on our senses, an assault on our sensibilities, an assault on the American spirit. And women, men, I don't care what gender, religion, you name it, you should be ashamed. Democrats, whoever thinks that this woman is credible, should be ashamed of themselves. I'll leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.